The guardsmen had a strange, pale look to their faces as they took in the scene of slaughter. They eyed the wolves uncertainly, and when Summer returned to Harley's corpse to feed, Joseph dropped the knife and scrambled for the bush, heaving. Even Maester Lewin seemed shocked as he stepped from behind a tree, but only for an instant. Then he shook his head and waded across the stream to Bran's side. "Are you hurt?" "He cut my leg," Bran said, "but I couldn't feel it." As the maester knelt to examine the wound, Bran turned his head. Theon Greyjoy stood beside a sentinel tree. His bow in hand, he was smiling, ever smiling. A half-dozen arrows were thrust into the soft ground at his feet, but it had taken only one. "A dead enemy is a thing of beauty," he announced. "John always said you were an ass, Greyjoy," Rob said loudly. "I ought to chain you up in the yard and let Bran take a few practice shots at you. You should be thanking me for saving your brother's life." "What if you had missed the shot?" Rob said. "What if you'd only wounded him? What if you'd made his hand jump or hit Bran instead? For all you knew, the man might have been wearing a breastplate. All you could see was the back of his cloak. What would have happened to my brother then?" "Did you ever think of that, Greyjoy?" Theon's smile was gone. He gave a sullen shrug and began to pull his arrows from the ground one by one.